So far in MMJ, we've looked at creating multimedia publishing platforms on very simple, straightforward sites, such as webs and the Blogger platform. But now a new and much more sophisticated web-building platform has become available to the non-programmer. It's called Drupal Gardens, and it's a version of Drupal 7, an open-source program that is used by many professional web developers, including those who built the MMJ site. Until recently, Drupal was a great platform for programmers, but baffling to non-programmers. And you needed a server to host it on. But Drupal Gardens is designed to enable the non-coder to build a site that is every bit as good, professional, and powerful as a Drupal 7 website created by a programmer. It's web-based and it's hosted by Acquia, the company that developed it. So you can use it just as you would Blogger, Webs, WordPress, or any other web-based publishing platform. Drupal Gardens uses the Drupal Content Management System, but there's no software for you to install. There are no servers to update or manage. Drupal Gardens has a library of themes and templates for you to use, or you can start from scratch and create your own. It has an integrated WYSIWYG editor, so adding multimedia content is simple. And it gives you user profiles for your contributors with tailored access depending on who they are and what they do. So an editor and a team of journalists can all be given the access they need to the areas of the site that they are responsible for. It's socially connected, easily linked to Twitter, Facebook, YouTube, and all your other social presences. And it takes RSS feeds. So if you want a site where a good deal of aggregated content can be presented, perhaps you're building a hyperlocal site with a lot of information feeds that you've tailored for yourself and your audience, then Drupal Gardens can handle it. If you want to import your own custom URL to what you build, you can. And if you decide later that you want to host the site you build on your own servers, you can do that too. But if you're entirely new to building publishing platforms, then I strongly suggest that you work your way first through the relevant chapters of MMJ and look at the supporting material and practical demonstrations on the accompanying website. That's not essential, but if Drupal Gardens is your first attempt at web building, you may find using it a pretty steep learning curve.